Hi everyone, you're listening to After Credits, Delhi Crime. And I'm your host Anuradha. I'm here to give you a sneak peek into your favorite shows and films, and to help me with it, I have two amazing guests. Please welcome Richi Mehta, the director of the Netflix original Delhi Crime, and the brilliant Shefali Shah. Over the course of our discussion about what went into the making of the crime drama, what couldn't escape my notice was your camaraderie. We must say, the both of you are incredibly aligned as far as your thoughts regarding the show are concerned. Tell us if this is a stage you've reached with time. Did you start with a few creative differences since you come from different backgrounds? Or you've had this partnership since the word go?
So, when I was talking to you about, you know, the character and various moments. I mean, we had a lot of script meetings when you were analyzing it and breaking it down, and then obviously on set, I was looking at what you were bringing to it. I was looking at what was on the text. I mean, it was a 430-page script we were working on. And for context, generally a script is 100 pages to 120 pages, full of information that I gathered over time. And then meeting Chaya and spending so much time with her and talking to her about details. What did you say in this moment? What was your reaction here? How did you feel about this? And she was very forthcoming about her emotional response to things. And then I would talk to you about these things. And in the very beginning, because we did so much script work, which is very rare in this day and age, and an actor will sit down for weeks and weeks and weeks and break this all down. And I could see it in your script when I saw the notes. And I'm like, my God, you are doing the work, which is what we need, which is what this project needs. And you're doing it. And I remember, like, the first few days we would talk on set, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And then over time, you know, it wasn't that I had to say to you, oh, no, Chaya would have put it here, not here. I didn't have to say that anymore, because I could see you were doing it. I could see you were taking ownership of it. And it was uncanny, because it was very strange. It was like I was dealing with Chaya, in a way. But obviously brought to life, because Chaya's also, you know, she's... You see her YouTube videos, or the press conferences, right? She's not media shy at all, but it's just...
But yeah.
She doesn't want to be there because she has other things to do. But we have a camera and we're doing this. So it's brought to life in a different way, but it's brought to life in the way we need it, and in a way, a very glorious way. So that was uncanny. And when I think it was day three or something of our shoot, when I saw that, I said, oh my God, I don't have to worry anymore about the main pillar of this project.
What were we doing on day three?
I don't remember. But it was a couple of days into it. I think it was the last day in the house. Last day shooting in the house. Mm. And I realized I don't have to worry about the main pillar of this project and the point of view that I needed to be provided that I couldn't provide. The point of view of this amazing lady officer, that it was coming from you now and channeling from you. And again, I remember one time I saw you texting her about a little detail, I think, where you put the glasses, where you put the cup or something. And I said, oh my God, thank you. I have found the custodian for this character.
Yeah.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. With this, we are signing off. Thank you, listeners. Stay tuned for more.
Delhi Crime, now streaming only on Netflix.